Blog Talk Radio.
To the Off Rant, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new year. Sorry we were off for a couple weeks. Actually did not mean to be. Wanted to have a little Christmas special. Wanted to talk about after Christmas and me being my Grinchy self and, you know, rejecting all things that deal with Christmas. But the site was down. So, because I don't run the site, couldn't have a show. So it was down for 2 weeks, so we was off for 2 weeks. But we didn't forget about you. We wanted to make sure that we got back as soon as we could. Logged in today. Looked like the site was up and running smooth. So hopefully for all of y'all that's out there, I hope it sounds good. I hope that it's coming through clearly. If it's not, feel free to hit us up. Welcome to the Off Rant, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. A show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, who's popping in these streets, your hood, my hood, hoods all across the world. A show where me and my folks like to discuss, you know, everything from music to politics to sports, religion. We hide the names of the innocent. Well, we hide the names of the people to protect the innocent. I don't want nobody to get canceled, get fired. You can catch us on all the social media. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. Oh, I got logged into Twitch. And, you know, all that good stuff. If you want to feel free to reach out, feel free to call in. 929-477-3975. Hitting the buttons on y'all here. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We got a lot to catch up on. It's been a whirlwind of topics and, you know, only to discuss them with y'all tonight. Without further ado, we'll get started on the show. Let me bring up my topics. They got I'm watching on BET. They're doing the 50 best videos of all time, and they got one mic at 6. I mean, it's a great song, but it ain't that good of a video.
Cool.
That's black people. We gotta stop putting just black. Just anytime it has black African people in, we gotta stop saying it because we understand that. You know, we're trying to represent for the place that we were stolen from, but.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, DJ C. Siren's in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the Off-Rant. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Got a little energy tonight, so maybe I can get some good input in for everybody.
DJ C. Siren's off tomorrow, so as long as we keep engaged in the topic that she wants, she should have a good conversation once we... If we decide to discuss something for too long, then she gonna get mad. She gonna curl over the couch and sleep. So that's
it's
how.
A possibility.
Got my brother Weezy in the building. Weezy, welcome to the Offer. How you doing tonight?
Thank you, sir. Doing all right. How you doing, Beach Bum DJ?
Doing good, my brother. Doing good, man. How you holding up, man? I figured you'd be ready to go to sleep, bro.
No, I'm chilling. A lot of good topics today to cover. You missed one, but definitely not enough time to talk about it. But a lot of good topics tonight.
Well, and first and foremost, happy belated birthday. Called you on your birthday, you told me you were asleep. I hit you later. I said, yo, it's your birthday. He said, yeah, I'm asleep, y'all. I'll holler at you later. I hope you had a good birthday, Brother Weezy.
Thank you, sir.
I got my man A-Point in the building. A-Point, welcome to the offer. And my brother, how you doing tonight?
What's happening?
Same old, same old. All right. That's everyone so far. I'm sure everybody else will be joining us pretty shortly. Weezy, would you want to discuss anything in particular?
Ah, you bit. You did bite on that. I wanted to. All right. So a lot of good topics. Not necessarily want to talk about it now, but I feel like nobody's talking about what the Broncos are doing to Russell Wilson with his contract. So he's got a waived $35 million clause, or they'll just bench him for the rest of the year. So I don't know. That's my only topic I didn't see on the list. Too much other good stuff to get in, so maybe put that one down because I think it's going to be going on for the next couple weeks because the NFLPA, the Players Association, is starting to look into it now.
But no,
and
I'm
speaking of that, with the NFL coming up, sorry, I'll go on this, but they're also reopening the Lamar Jackson situation from last year where none of the owners, none of the teams wanted to give him a look. And then come this year, he's pretty much got MVP on a lock. So it's like, how does only two teams interested in an NFL MVP? So they're opening that back up and then the Russell Wilson thing. But those are probably for other weeks as those unfold. But yeah, go ahead.
No, we can discuss it one thing at a time. I did put the Russell Wilson thing in there because what fascinated me was it is crazy that Russell Wilson has started all year. Has he been at an MVP level? No, but he's probably right along middle of the pack QB-wise. He hasn't played. I mean, they did get beat by 70, which was crazy. But he hasn't been, like, awful, awful, right? And the thing that tripped me out was, yo, you sign him to this contract, and then you come to him and say, yo, if you don't redo this medical clause in your contract that's going to hit us over the head for $30 million in April, we're going to bench you. And he was like, no, that was the contract. Like, I'm not changing that. So now they're like, all right, we're just going to bench you. And the thing that I found interesting is we get mad at NFL players during camp when they sit out for contract negotiations. This isn't when they're free agents. It's when they have a year left, and then us as fans be like, yo, you got a year in your deal. You signed a contract. You should be playing. But the fact that no one's in an uproar because the owner came to Russell and was like, yeah, I know I signed the contract, but if you don't redo it, I'm just going to cut you. Or I'm going to cut you.
Right, right. And that's what Russell Wilson told him. He said, well, go ahead, just cut me if you want to. And, you know, that way somebody would still have to pick him up, and he still get his guaranteed money. But, I just don't understand that. And the way I feel like people forget how good Russell Wilson is. That man's, he's like the number two all-time rushing QB. And, you know, coming off of Super Bowl champion QB, all that. And, you know, just because you're coming on a season, I guess they are a losing season, or maybe they're 500. You know, you don't want to pay the man. That's like not paying Tom Brady when he's old, just because you know you're losing, or not paying Aaron Rodgers. You know, if Aaron Rodgers was losing with the Jets, you wouldn't have anybody asking him to cut his contract. I just don't like that at all.
Well, the funny thing is, if they would have won last game and Kansas City would have lost, like, they would have won, I think they're a game away from winning the division. Like, they're not
right,
far.
Right, they were still a playoff run, yeah.
So it is crazy that they decide to bench him over this $30 million. Like, these owners don't have the money. Like, you sign the contract. If you don't want them, then, you know, what are you going to do? But if you're Sean Payton, I guess you're saying, and you can jump on in whenever you want, 8 point. I know you're a Saints fan. Sean Payton won a Super Bowl with your Saints. But I guess if you're Sean Payton, you say, hey, this is my show now. I tried to work it with him. He ain't no good. So, you know, bench him. And I don't know. It's weird to see that. It's really weird to see owners bench a guy due to contract that they decided that they were going to pay. Like, at least when the NFL players decide to sit out or not go to camp, they get fined. Where's the fine for the owner?
Yeah, I think it'll be more than a fine. I think it'll be more than a fine. I don't know. I feel like somebody needs to get fired over this, and I can't wait until – I mean, that you're talking about good players here. Everybody knows the NFL is a business, and, you know, if you're a 50-50 player, yeah, the game's going to get to you. But now you're talking about Russell Wilson, you know, Super Bowl-winning QBs, you know, all-time leading this, all-time leading that, and you know, and then not to mention, that, you know, with the Lamar Jackson situation coming up. It's like, what are these owners doing? They're just playing God out here, just doing what they want.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I will like to see how this – I mean, we know how it's going to fold. The other good thing is that somebody's going to get Russell Wilson for a minimum deal. So if the Denver Broncos decide to cut him, they're still on the hook to pay that $39 million. What that means is that Russell Wilson, for another team, he cannot sign higher than – the minimum amount for an NFL player. So if he goes to Pittsburgh, if he goes to, I'm trying to think of a team that needs a quarterback, Chicago or somewhere, they're going to get Wilson for $300,000 because Denver's still on the hook for that $39 million. And he can't sign a new deal until that contract is over, which would be the end of next football season. So, I mean, he's going to have a bidding market because someone's going to want to sign him because they only have to pay the minimum. Can you imagine getting maybe a borderline future Hall of Famer for $500,000? That ain't nothing. He's going to get Brock Purdy money next year. And he's won a Super Bowl.
So correct me if I'm wrong. So Russell Wilson, they're benching him, but he's still getting paid $35 million. Is that right? I don't know the story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beach. From what I understand, he signed that huge contract a couple years ago, and in 2025, he's due $35 million. And in order for him to get that money, he's got to pass a physical in March of 2024. So basically, that's what they're saying. Like, as long as he passes his physical in March, he's guaranteed that money. So this past season, you know, week 9 after they beat the Chiefs, they're in the bye week. They came to him and said, "Hey, we don't want to pay you that $35 million in March. Can you waive that clause? So, you know, we could just finish out the season and then worry about your next contract or whatever." He was like, "No, you know, I want my money." So they said, okay, well then we'll just put you on the bench for the rest of the season since you don't want to waive that clause situation. So he's not playing because it's just the coach's decision to bench him. But as long as he passes his physical in March, then he's guaranteed that extra 30 mil. So the Broncos are trying to you know, mess with him as much as they can before March, so he leaves or does something. So they don't got to pay him the money, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I think it's just, you know, it's just the big, you know, big bank sticking it to little bank.
I mean, all he needs to do is just, as he's benched, just keep working out, keep doing your thing, pass that physical, get paid, be like, fuck you. And like you're saying, Jason, go somewhere else. I mean, like you said, he's going to go somewhere else and get paid the bare minimum, but he's still got $35 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I don't think, I think the thing is, though, hold on, let me go, Beachbum. So I think the thing is, though, is that we're talking about Russell Wilson here. If you're talking about, you know, Brock Purdy or anybody else, yeah, you know, work out, pass your physical, take the 35 mil and let them do whatever. But now it's highlighted because you've got a guy, Russell Wilson, who they're doing this to. They've probably done this to hundreds of quarterbacks in the past, you know, but now you're doing it to a potential future Hall of Famer, and, you know, somebody's got to call you out on it and say, hold up, you know, this don't look right.
Yeah, it's a lot of
shady
deals. Go ahead, A-Point.
Wouldn't it be the ultimate F-U if, you know, he passes his physical, gets his $30 million, goes to Carolina. They need a quarterback. And then wins a Super Bowl. That would be the ultimate F-U, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it always is.
You said go to Carolina and win a Super Bowl? I don't think
I mean, I'm looking at a team that needs a quarterback.
I mean, I'm
yeah,
just
Carolina,
saying Carolina. Well, they owner just threw a drink on somebody. They about to get
Carolina needs a clean house.
Yeah, they have it.
They also need to beat Tampa Bay this weekend.
Yeah, y'all still got a chance. Y'all still got a chance to get in.
A lot of football
going on, man. My Eagles are having a rough go of it, but we're in the playoffs. I don't even know if we need to play this week. I think we're pretty much at the 5 seed, and that's it. So,
is it down to 5?
Yeah. I mean, if the Cowboys lose and we win, then there's a tiebreaker somewhere that has to be looked at. But theoretically, we could still be the 2 seed. But I don't know. The way we look at it, I ain't worried about it. But, yeah, I mean, and going back to Weezy's other topic, it is odd. I said it last year when – I know there's an investigation about Lamar Jackson and his contract. The only thing that I can say is because Lamar was representing himself, I can see why there was a delay getting his contract. It was weird to see the Chicago Bears, the Carolina Panthers, and other teams come out and say that they're not interested in Lamar Jackson. That was odd. I don't know what investigation would – I don't know what would result of an investigation on that. If a team says they don't want him and he's a free agent, I don't know what you're going to investigate. You should have wanted him because you suck it. Collusion of what?
The owners. Basically, if – so – if any team would have made him a crazy offer, like let's say he wanted $300 million guaranteed, which is crazy. Let's say somebody offered him that, then that gives him the ability to go to the Ravens and say, okay, you either have to match that or trade me, and you know, and make things happen. And if all the owners got together and said, you know what, let's just not make an offer. Let the Baltimore Ravens keep him. Matter of fact, the Baltimore Ravens can get him for a little bit less, so the precedent for quarterbacks doesn't hit over $300 million already, even though I think it's at like $265 million or something right now, or yeah, something like that. But it's collusion, man. It's you know, collusion amongst the owners. So somebody's got to look into this stuff.
But I don't know if the owners would collude for that. If you're the Carolina Panthers, you would pay $300 million for Lamar Jackson. Your tickets in your stadium just went for 45. They just sold an NFL ticket to an NFL game for 45 fucking cents. I don't know if that was a misprint. It was Carolina versus Atlanta. I don't know if that was a scam, but Carolina sucks. Why wouldn't you spend $300 million? If Charlotte, bring Lamar Jackson to Charlotte, they will love it. Why would I agree with another owner not to pay that man that when my team doesn't have to be good? I could bring him down here. He's an instant star in that Southern belt anyway. He went to Louisville. I think he's from Atlanta. that whole southern corridor would love him.
Florida.
Your team can
from Florida, the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, you from Florida? Yeah, same thing. But I don't know if I was in the owner, I would agree to not give him that money if I had a chance. Now, what you're saying, Weezy, makes sense because I don't understand why teams were not fighting over him, except for the simple fact that he was his own agent. Maybe there were some things in the contract that didn't seem right because I think people wanted some insurance clause or things like that, and he didn't get it because he basically got what Jalen Hurts got plus $1 million. But I don't know if you can – I don't know. I'm trying to think this out. I don't know if you can call the owners saying, hey, we're not raising the market collusion. If they're the ones that make the market in a salary cap league, you can only spend so much money anyway. How can you fault an owner for not overspending when you cap his spending? This ain't FIFA. This ain't baseball where you have basically an unlimited salary cap. These owners are only allowed to spend so much money. And if you're saying that,
man,
a lot of them looked at
I don't have enough facts to back it up, but I feel like you're hating right now, and everybody should have wanted a piece of Lamar Jackson. Nobody offered him money, so his value goes down. I feel like Russell Wilson, they paid him, they signed the contract for the money. Now they don't want to pay him, so they're just benching him and threatening to do this and that. It's crazy. And then, I'm not a fan of the Browns, but they paid Deshaun Watson all this money. He gets, charged with, sexual assault claims or what have you. Still gets paid all that money, gets hurt. Now you got Joe Flacco lead them into the playoffs, making like $20,000 a game, So it's like, what is going – something's just wrong. And with that much money being thrown around, there's got to be some type of regulation behind it. And I guess you're right. There's really not. And you're kind of right, too. You can't force somebody to like somebody enough to buy – to offer a contract. This is not to buy them, but to offer them a contract. But it's just very odd that the best person in the league can't even get an offer from the worst teams in the league. So that's all I got to say. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I'm not hating. I hope these guys get their money. And, I don't understand why there's a salary cap only to prevent, Jerry Jones from not buying up every good player in the league because it means that much to him. But, shout out to Lamar. I mean, if we want to get into the depth discussion, we'll move on so we ain't got to talk to salary cap football too much. But the problem with the model is QBs are overrated. Everybody wants the QB to be the face of the franchise, and pay him all this money. When, honestly, we've seen over and over and over, you just need a mediocre QB and everybody else can be good. People invest so much money in one position and it starts to hurt the other positions. When we saw for decades, the reason why Tom Brady, and look, I understand his accomplishment, but the reason why he started getting the myth around him is he was winning games, winning Super Bowls basically from his kicker. Tom Brady wasn't lighting the world up when he was winning all them Super Bowls, except for the one year he had Randy Moss, where he destroyed every record out there. Shout out to Randy Moss. But other than that, he had a good team around him. He always took team-friendly deals. Look at all the teams that have won the Super Bowl. Some of these QBs get in the Hall of Fame just because they have great teams around them. John Elway, when he won his Super Bowl, it wasn't because of John Elway. It was because of the team around him. Hell, Troy Aikman is only in a Super Bowl because of Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper, all them guys around him. Troy Aikman wasn't nothing special. And I mean that in the most respectful way because he's a Hall of Famer. But I think that because TV commercials and because of the other money started becoming an influence in the sports, we started to look at the QB as the face of the team, the face of the market, the person that brings all the money in, and not thinking about, hey, we should – it's only one position. All the QB has to do is manage the game. If you have a good QB, he should only be throwing the ball 25 to 30 times a game. There's probably an average of 200 snaps a game. That means 170 plays he's not involved in, unless it's handing off the ball. So the smart thing to do is find a B-minus quarterback or a C-plus quarterback, make everything around him an A. And that's how you win Super Bowls. That's why I was so upset when we started paying Jalen Hurts, because I'm like, ah, I loved him when he was cheap. Don't like him when he's top five QB paid in the NFL. It's just my opinion.
That's fact.
Look at San Francisco. Look at San Francisco. The reason why they're so great, shit. They ain't got to pay Brock Purdy nothing. Brock Purdy is getting less money than college quarterbacks. He should have took his punk ass back to Montana State or wherever he came from. He could have got an NIL deal more than his NFL contract. Baltimore's a different story. Baltimore's got athletes all around. I don't know how they pulled it off. They're probably going to be in salary cap hell next year. But they've gotten some good draft picks. They're one of the few teams that pay their quarterback big money, and it's working out. But, I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes. They gave him all that money, and all his teammates started dropping the ball, started dating billionaires. I understand dating a billionaire. I get it. I ain't hating on them. But, you know, that's part of how it goes. Got my man Blair in the building. Blair, welcome to the offering, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, you know me, blessed and highly favored, man. Glad to be here. It's been a long day, man. Finally glad to walk out my office.
Yeah, I didn't think we was going to hear from you now. I thought you was taking a night off.
Nah, I actually just forgot, man. I've been at work since about 6:30 this morning. Just now walked out.
Oh, man. Tough day, tough day. We're glad to have you on, as always. Glad to have you on. All right, well, let's get right to it.
I came in. Hold up, I didn't mean to cut you off. I came in, you were talking about my 49ers, man. I do want to correct you a little bit. It's not just they don't have to pay Brock Purdy anything right now, because they were in the same situation with the last quarterback. But you are right. They do keep, you know, I mean, what every team should do is try to, you know, strike when you got a quarterback on a rookie deal. So they just happen to be in that situation for the past two quarterbacks.
I mean, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that I'm right or I'm wrong? Because I feel like you just told me that I was right.
No, you said you're right, but not just because of Brock Purdy, because you said because they didn't got to play Brock Purdy shit. It's not just Brock Purdy, because they had the same situation with, was it Trey Lance, I think it was? It was Trey Lance. All the same pieces were there. So you said the reason why they're great because they don't have to pay Brock Purdy. It's not because they don't have to pay Brock Purdy, because they were great before Brock Purdy.
Who was great before Brock Purdy?
My Niners been great, man. Come on, don't front. They were great before Brock Purdy.
No, y'all were great when y'all got Christian McCaffrey. That's when y'all became great. Until the Eagles punished y'all and put out everybody, then y'all went back to terrible. But now that y'all are healthy, y'all are great because of Christian McCaffrey. It ain't because of
it's because of Debo and Trent Williams, to be exact. But that said, yeah, and Brock wasn't the starting quarterback when we got CMC.
And y'all were great. Who was your starting quarterback when y'all got Christian McCaffrey? Trey Lance?
No, it was Jimmy G.
Garoppolo, yeah, he stinks too. Y'all didn't have to pay him either. But yeah, so yeah.
Oh, no, they gave him the bag.
The reason why y'all are great, because y'all can shuffle through a bunch of quarterbacks that y'all ain't got to pay and add Christian McCaffrey. Y'all didn't have to go ask QB. Y'all asked.
Now you're right about
the baddest white man walking on the planet.
And we didn't. And you a little bit. You right, but you wrong again with Kansas City, because even though my homeboy got the big contract, you know, he got small yearly, so he ain't really affecting their salary cap. I mean, granted, they weren't going to pay, or they didn't pay Tyreek what everyone else was trying to pay him, but it ain't because of my homeboy contract.
No, I think we still got – I think we got to look at that, because I think he's got a $30 million hit against the cap this year. Hence the reason why they ain't got no wide receivers.
I think they got a wide receivers and they focused on defense, because they were focusing on defense. I think he got it set, like, real low. Like, that's why it's, like, over the next 10 or 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, but I still think it's about $20 to $30 million a year. I don't think it's – I think he's still top five, which means it ain't low. But, you know, why ain't looking contracts? We got some topics to discuss, man. Weezy got us on a half hour now. We can move on from that. Weezy, you got any more other topics you want to discuss? I got my man New York in the building. New York, welcome to the offer, my brother.
Good to go.
Weezy, you got any more what'd you say?
On you, sir.
Oh, okay. 8 point, you got anything you want to discuss tonight?
No, I'm good. I'm listening in to see what you guys got.
All right, DJ T, sorry, you got anything particularly you want to talk about?
Not interesting enough
for you? New York, you got anything you want to talk about before I go in? Well, I'll go to Blair first next, but.
Yeah. After so long, man, I wanted to talk shit for so long, bro. I'm just glad to be back. You can go ahead with the topics, bro.
Yeah. They was hating on New York. New York texted and said, yo, I got something to say, and I was trying to get it on, but it just wasn't working. You remember what it was about?
Nah, I mean, I had a few, but, like, the only thing that I just stood out to me, because I was just watching it, like, I don't know, like, a couple of weeks ago, was the Scarface Tiny Desk thing, and I was just about to say, it's just the way that he performed at the Tiny Desk. I was like, you can actually see how he actually appreciates his music, his love for music, in the way that it transpired on camera. So I was like, that was just like good artistry from him, and I kind of appreciated that from him, because we don't get a lot of that in today's society. Everything is like quick bass music. You know what I mean, you forget about it in the next 2 days, something else come out, stuff like that. But that stuff like that, when you see a good artist and somebody performing like that with that so much passion, like that really inspires.
Yeah, the Scarface Tiny Desk was definitely a good one. Speaking of that, they just released Mac Miller's Tiny Desk out on vinyl. Hint, hint, Christmas present. But yeah, that Scarface, man, it got me thinking like, hey, watch y'all background noise. Some people are just blessed, yo. For Scarface to have that type of voice, like, what other thing can you do with that type of voice? I guess you could do audiobooks. But being orators, it's just, like, you can't mess with that type of voice. I did find, you know, everything I looked at was funny. One thing I appreciated is that he had the backyard band in there. Like, if you're telling me, you know, we all listen to music. We all listen to different types of music. Me and A-Point be drinking beers, and he be talking about bands that he loved. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. But the thing I appreciate is that when people are really good at what they do and they give a lot of performance, I'm always going to enjoy it no matter what genre it is. Except for when it comes to that golf music. Again, I had a bad experience. I was a bouncer. And then the first word they say is, I worship the devil. And it was like fake blood coming down. And this 300-pound dude tossed this little girl across the stage. And I was just like, oh, it's going to be a bad night. So I'm not a big fan of that live music. But mostly anything else, like, to have the backyard band DC Zone behind you and give them a Scarface with Mike Dean up there, it just sounded great. Like, I wish Tiny Desk would allow them to do 45 minutes of that. That's why I love the Erykah Badu quarantine stuff so much, because she had a great band, and they rocked out for like an hour and a half. But, yeah, so if you haven't seen the Tiny Desk Scarface joint, I know DJ C-Sire and I made you watch it. Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, no,
great thoughts.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, it was just interesting. I like to hear artists' thoughts, you know, just to kind of have a little bit of insight on the songs and stuff like that, which is always good. I just didn't like Scarface. He kept moving his head away from the mic.
Yeah, he wasn't good. He wasn't good.
It bothered the crap out of me. But other than that, I mean, I always love Scarface, so, you know.
And two other quick things I want to note, and then I'll get everybody else's opinion on it. I did find it funny that he told his son to come up here and then told him to get out of here. Like, if you watch it again, he's like, come up here, son. He's an amazing musician. This is my son. He's like, all right, go somewhere. And, like, just dismissed him and brushed him off. And then, like, Scarface music is so, like, deep. And he'd just be talking about how high he'd be. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I don't want my son to learn how to do any music. Because these artists be fucked up, man. Like, to be a really good artist, like, you got to be high, you know. And I don't want that for my son. I'd rather him be normal. Weezy, did you watch it? Or I'll just open it up to the floor because some of y'all might not see it. Anybody else see the Scarface journey? What y'all think about it?
I didn't see it, but I'm with you on his voice. So, yeah, he can't do nothing else but what he's doing. It's a perfect voice for that.
Or NPR. He could be it. All right. So.
You know, I've seen it. My bad. I ain't trying to keep you in the. I got to keep you on mute. I'm down by the station, and it gets kind of crazy down here. Man, I almost put on the World Star camera real quick a minute ago. But you know, but
since you in the streets of St. Louis, like I kind of hope somebody jacks you while you're on the show, and you can get it.
Nah, man, I keep stepping out away, man. Like, yeah, I was about to pull out the camera. Like, you ever see two dudes trying to fight from opposite ends of the track? Like,
oh, no.
Across the track?
Yeah,
man, these homeless dudes about to get it in.
Oh, man. So what's
but
you
nah. Well, as far as Scarface, you know, it was a reminder. Like, sometimes, especially, like, the music I like, it just be like, New York says kind of quick, kind of throwaway songs, and then you got to remember, like, these lines be really, like, really hitting people. Like, when they wrote this stuff, it'd be, like, personal. And that's what I got from Scarface, like, especially when he was, like, leaning back, and sometimes he'd be moving away from the mic. Like, DJ C-Sire mentioned, I'm like, oh, he's reminiscing. Like, he's feeling this. And, like, with his voice, that, like that soul in his voice, like, just, like, makes you remember some of these lines and some of these songs, like, oh, shit. Some of this shit is real. It's like it's serious. It ain't just something for you to bob your head to and nod to in the whip. Like, Captain really been out here living and just telling their stories over beats. I was like, his voice, those lyrics, like, that is the perfect place. I actually think a setting like that is a better distribution for a lot of his music and a lot of those songs. It's like, it just hit different. Like, when you got, like, the beat turned all the way up and everything, like, just a, something a little bit more cozy like that for an artist like him, perfect setting. Like, what the other one I liked before him was Juvie. Juvie was, again, because he got to slow down his lyrics and everything and really talk his shit, but it really didn't have the emotion of it like Scarface. Scarface was like, oh, this dude could, like, sit here and just read a story. He just rhyming with it. Like, he could tell you a whole, like, Odyssey, Iliad, Odyssey-type adventure story or anything. And he's like, you just be engaged for hours.
Yeah, Juvie's was good, too. I definitely appreciate that. I got my man M. Extra Money in the building. Oh shit, Katrina's buffering. Excuse me. I got my man M. Extra.
Yo, what up?
What up,
man? Apologize for my background noise. I just seen the screen in the Book of Eli, so I wanted to jump on just to tell y'all that it left me with a lot of questions. I think it's going to do great in Netflix. but it ain't ready for prime time. Just saying. But go check it out.
The Book of
Support the Black Artists and Jay Z. Not the Book of Eli, the Book of Clarence. Sorry. The Book of Clarence. Jay Z helped produce it. Phil's brother wrote it. Yeah, left a lot to be desired, so.
What, Clarence Thomas?
The Book of Clarence, man. I don't, it was like a.
I can't hear him. I just blew my nose.
Hilarious.
You a muffler in my ear.
Yeah.
All
the
right.
Book of Clarence, man. Just had to hop on to say that.
All right. Be out there. Be safe out there in the streets, bro.
Absolutely.
I still think you said the Book of Clarence. And,
it's called the Book of Clarence.
Oh.
It is a show. Yeah.
I know, but
it's
so
the
why?
Clarence.
So how am I wrong for saying it was
Clarence
Thomas? I couldn't hear him. I just blew my nose. I don't hear
him. I said the Book of Clarence, man. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. You saw
Clarence?
Clarence, man.
Like,
yeah, you were talking about Clarence Thomas.
Come on, man. You know Clarence, he goes to Clarence Book. That's a private school. And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage.
Real good marriage.
That's not Clarence Thomas.
His parents are fucked up. Well, what Clarence are we talking about?
Baby, it's a movie. It's a show.
About who?
A lot of people come. It's a sci-fi.
Man. It's like a rendition of like back in, like, just think of like the Book of Eli mixed with like the other movie that had Christ in it, and put a somewhat of a black like cultural sway on it, and I think it missed a lot, and yeah, I don't know. It was good acting. It had good actors. It was some good acting, but like I just think that the story itself just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
I want to see that. Yeah, when the dude is hustling to become Jesus, I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah. Check it out. I think a lot of it got good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I really personally think that it would go right to Netflix, but we'll see how it comes out in the movie. I don't know. I think black people go because it's black. It's about black people, but yeah, I don't know. Much to be desired for me.
All right. My mom said, since I didn't get a birthday present, there's a 1970 Monte Carlo SS on Facebook for $54,000. Want to get it for me? It's a damn shame. So the stuff my mother asked for. The answer's no. I thought I got you a birthday present. Oh no. Oh yeah, that's what happened. That's why you ain't no birthday present. It's too busy running back and forth to Williamsburg.
That was the present.
Monte Carlo.
How old? What year?
He said 1977. I don't know. We can look it up. 1970. It's as old as her.
So you're
going
to have to fix it up.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to be the one who's going to have to come get it when it's broken down. She barely like driving at night. It's just, now I'm about to roast my mom. What the fuck you want with a 1970 car? You can't see at night. You already old. You got bad nerves. Anytime I turn the corner on the off ramp, she grabs the side as if she's ready to fall out the car. What you want to do with a muscle car except for hurt yourself?
I don't know. Muscle car is officially a muscle car. Is it?
I think so. Mm-hmm. What an SS. What's she going to do with that thing? Except for let it sit in the driveway.
That's a pretty high price tag for. Did they?
I just see what the engine is. It's probably a V8. But, all right, let's get, man, we got too many topics for bullshit. We still got Weezy, New York, New York. And Max, are you still on? I thought you was hopping off, but always glad to have you. Balls.
Beach buns. Beach buns. Let me throw in that Monte Carlo you're talking about. I'm actually watching Training Day right now. It's probably the same joint from Training Day. That's why it's so much money. What year was it?
She said 1970. But she can't drive her Mazda now.
So you get the Monte Carlo from Training Day. Woo, you're killing it.
It ain't me. It's for my mama. This is my mom. Who is this? This blur calling back. All right, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. All right, so we're going to do this. We got an hour left, so we got to do this quick because we got about 30 topics to get through. So quick hitters, give me a quick joke, quick laugh, and we can move on. So let's start from the top, from December 17th. Hey, do y'all get Jesus commercials where y'all live at? So me and DJ C. Siren be sitting around watching TV, and all of a sudden they just be coming up with Jesus commercials. I don't know what it's advertising. I don't know what's selling. But it just be like, hey, Jesus wasn't perfect too. Yeah, Jesus' family wasn't perfect because, you know, Mary told him that she was a virgin. She was pregnant. Why was his family imperfect?
I don't know. They don't tell you that.
I guess we don't know enough about the Bible. Hey, so, yeah, real quick. Do y'all be getting Jesus commercials where y'all live?
You know what? I've seen some, but not a lot. Like, maybe it's just me because I don't really, like, where I watch TV at, I don't really see commercials all that much. But when I am watching, like, regular network TV, I see it every blue moon. I even saw them there, was like, yo, they just, like, start a prayer. They, like, say this prayer with us, and it's, like, a quick 10-second prayer. But if I watch more TV or more network TV, I probably would see it more often.
Okay. Anybody else get any Jesus commercials?
Nah, we get, around this time, it's the same, actually. I watch a lot of Netflix and all that, too, so no, not a lot of commercials. But the commercials I do see, I begin a lot of the forget my wording, but it's quick round. I get a lot of Save the Jews commercials. I forget what that is, but it's like hashtag something. We get a lot of those commercials in this area, so that's what I see in terms of religious commercials.
Okay. Anybody else? Save the Jews?
For me, like, I don't know too much about Jesus commercials, but I know about the infomercials with the church back in the day where they had them preaching late at night with the infomercials and stuff like that. Other than that, yeah, I haven't seen any.
Okay. Anybody else? Jesus or Jewish commercials? Jesus was a Jew. You're in good company. Anybody else with any commercials? No? All right, next topic. Cardi B and Offset. Cardi got online and started snapping. That she knows she's a lot to handle. So why is she surprised that Offset was getting his dick sucked by somebody else? When will these women learn men don't want headaches? Anybody
Never.
Got anything on Cardi Offset? No?
It was a hot topic. I feel like you're looking at it wrong. I feel like you're looking at it wrong, man. Like, I'm going to address the way you said it, because even if she's a lot to handle, he chose to handle it. Like, he signed up for that. Ain't nobody forced him to do that. He ain't have to marry her. He ain't have to get her pregnant. He ain't have to do none of that. He signed up for that. If you're going to be a man and you signed up for that, you say, you know, assuming that their marriage vows or whatever, if they agree to be monogamous, then you got to be a man of your word. You signed up for that headache.
Speaking from an unmarried man, these women be changing once they say I do. DJ C. Siren, ain't it true? Oh, that rhymes. All the time. You agree with it. You don't think you changed after you got married?
I became older and wiser.
You got to speak up. You became older and wiser. That's your response? You don't think you changed after you got married? You don't think so at all? Like, reflect. Look, I love you. I'm with you to the day I die. I'm not Cardi B and all shit, but let's have an honest discussion. You're a married woman. Do you think you changed after you got married? The answer can be no. You can be like, no, you're wrong. Shut the fuck up. I'll take that.
I don't know what
but I want you to do some reflecting. Don't just shake your head and get on
I
your
don't
phone.
Want to reflect.
I'm stalling time so you can just think and give a good thought answer.
I don't have any thoughts on it.
Because you change.
Whatever. But what does that have to do with someone cheating? He didn't change. Offset didn't change. It has nothing to do with getting married and Cardi B changing. Offset did not change. He was the same. He was sleeping with who he wanted to and having whatever relationship he wanted to before they got married, while they got married. And now they're separated. So
I'm not excusing his cheating. No, we're having a discussion.
You are excusing. You said it's her fault.
Can I let you say your piece. Can I say my piece, please?
No, you really didn't.
You can't say you weren't done. Go ahead, finish. I thought you were done because you got on your phone and looked away.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just saying, like, that didn't. Go ahead.
So you are done. Okay.
You know what?
All I'm saying.
I will continue once you finish.
Let's see. She changed. Look, all I'm saying is, if you know you're allowed to handle, why don't you expect that man to just get some ass and not have to deal with all the bunch of bullshit? Sometimes a man just wants to get some ass and relax. Why does it have to be all the extra stuff? You know you're allowed to handle. Stop being allowed to handle. Change.
Being allowed to handle does not equal someone's got to be cheating.
Never said that.
Well,
but I'm just saying. No, what I'm saying is, why are you surprised? If you're allowed to handle, eventually somebody's going to get tired of you. They may not be tired of you forever, but they may be tired of you for a night.
Then you just say that. Do you say, yo, I'm tired of you, and I want to break up, or I want to leave? I mean, they don't have to result in cheating.
He did. He went and got some ass with somebody else.
No, he didn't say that.
He said, I'm out. I got to go on tour. Let me go make this album. I need a break. But she spilled it all on the internet. Do we have a problem with her releasing all her emotions on the internet? And the thing that got me confused is, like, we didn't see her face. It was just like the camera was facing somewhere else, and she was just screaming.
Yeah.
Maybe I saw a different thing.
I thought I saw.
Can we have an honest racist discussion real quick?
Racist?
Oh yeah, because I'm gonna get racist in a second. But I love all people. Well, let me finish going through the room now. Wheezy, New York, Blur, M-Extra. Y'all got anything in the Cardi B Offset thing? I just feel like if she's allowed to handle it.
I just feel like.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
ahead,
I mean, to me, I just think it was, I think she probably would have been okay if it didn't get leaked. Like, I feel like if, you know what I mean, to her, it's like more or less like, yo, like, if you going to do this shit, don't embarrass me while you're doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you got kids, I got my own career, I don't want my name in the street. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you just get it and then get caught with it and get put on blast and all name all in the fucking headlines and shit, then it wouldn't have been a big ass problem. But for him, he absolutely signed up for this shit. Like, if he was going to be in the streets, he should have stayed in the streets. And I think he still would have been cool with it. They could have been rocking. They still could have had kids. They just wouldn't have been mad. But, yo, you going to put a ring on it, do all this other shit, acting like, you know what I mean, you want to be the family man. Well, that's what you signed the fuck up for, so that means you need to cut all that bullshit out. Because if you want to be in the streets and do what you want to do, celebrity, rap life, all that other bullshit, then just don't get married to her. Like, right? Like, you don't got to get married to her. You don't got to do all the family shit and put on that facade. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that he was just playing, he overplayed his hand, and this is what he dealt with. That's my thought.
You can always tell when someone takes the hit of weed and get the cough in, because there's no substance behind the cough. It's just a dry smoke cough. So light up. What's the phrase from How High? Light that shit, smoke that shit, pass that shit. anybody else got anything with Cardi B and Offset? We rapid fire.
I heard they was actually spotted back out together, so. She could have did all that and been right back together, at least from what I heard recently. I mean, I ain't, like, follow it, but I did see that.
Okay. So can I get a racist discussion real quick? And shout out to all my folks out there. I normally get some texts. Can we just say Spanish women are crazy? Like, this is just a Spanish woman first, right? What's wrong? What is it we don't call
Spanish people are from Spain.
Where are Puerto Rican people from?
Puerto Rico.
Didn't they come from Spain too?
They're called Latino.
I'm calling them Spanish people. That's how I grew up. I'm being ignorant right now anyway, so shout out to my Spanish folks.
I don't even think you gotta qualify it. You ain't even gotta say Spanish women. Just say women.
It's just women are crazy. But women are a little different.
I call my Puerto Rican family Sofrito people, so it's all good.
I started having jokes about calling Spanish people talkies, but I didn't perfect the joke yet. Yo, man, we should expect this from Cardi B, right? Because, like, this is what we expect from Hispanic women.
Well, she's Dominican.
But Spanish, right?
No.
They ain't black? Well, they are black. Latina.
She's Afro-Latina. Thank you.
I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by this outburst, right? I'm pretty sure Offset looked at this thing and was like, here she go again.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a lot to handle, right? Self-admitted. But when you date a Spanish woman, this is what you're going to get.
That's ridiculous.
Look, I seen a Spanish woman smack my friend across his face in the middle of a party. And I was so happy he didn't hit her. Because she had no business putting her hands on. He didn't do nothing wrong. And it was just because she's Spanish. She's from the islands. I don't know. I guess I still consider all them Spanish. All right. So anybody want to jump out on the ledge with me? All Spanish women are crazy. I don't want to say it because she might be listening. Shout out to you. You know, it's all love. Shout out to him. I'm so happy he didn't hit her. In front of everybody, too. All right. Nobody else want to jump out on the ledge with me? All Spanish women are crazy. All right. I know y'all know. I know MXer know. I know New York know. I don't think Blur knows. I don't think Weezy knows. But, all right, so that's it. DJ Cesaron, our Spanish dude, you dated a jail Spanish dude. Oh, what was he? He was Arabian, right? That counts as Spanish. Was he crazy?
Who are you talking about?
Who was your jail boyfriend? Did your mom know that you were dating a guy in jail? She'd be so disappointed in you.
Yes, she knew, and he is Filipino.
Yeah, same thing. I gotta talk to your mom. Your mom know you dated a dude from jail, and they said, "Did your dad know?" I guess because they. I guess because they saw in the church, they probably used to that type of crowd. All right, okay, let me stop playing around. DJ, you start getting mad at me. Hey, okay, so DJ, you start posted a picture of Fabulous's purse. Do we want to discuss that?
Let me comment on that real quick, because Fabulous is my dude. I like that dude. But I don't know. These dudes got money. They can buy what they want, man. But I feel like you already one strap away from a backpack. Just get the backpack. I don't know what the purse is all about. I don't know. I don't get the allure. Just get the old JanSport. But that's all I got to say about that. But I will defend him and say he's got his own money, so he can do what he wants just because he made that. What's that song, Breathe, back in the day? That's my joint.
Yeah, it was definitely a classic. Definitely a classic. I think it's just the way he's standing when he took the picture.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's like a messenger bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, so think New York bike messenger.
Nah, it's
documents.
A purse. It, I saw the picture. It's a purse. It's a purse, but like,
no,
I'm gonna leave it at that.
It's a crossbody. So you know, That's giving.
It's like light purple, though, wasn't it? Wasn't it like light purple?
It was green. It's green. You know,
did you like
neon.
It? Did you like it?
I don't like the style. I don't think it makes it. I mean, maybe the matching shoes make it look a little more girl. Look at my outfit. I don't like the matching. I don't like.
It's just because of the way he's spanned. It's like because he's like poking his ass out. No homo.
I don't know about that, but I don't particularly.
It's just a weird picture. They caught him in a bad look. Because I mean, dudes be rocking pocketbooks all the time now, and they don't look weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But we ain't got to stay on long on it. I don't understand fashion, so I can't comment on it. Anybody else got anything? Do y'all remember posting a picture? Anybody else got anything left on it? Shout out to Wheezy for jumping in. Shout out to DJ CSR. She got me a messenger bag. It don't look gay. It's fly, though. But, I mean, I don't know what look gay it is.
Well, yours is a sling backpack.
Yeah, I got a sling backpack. Perfect for the gun. Harvard president to stay on and roll.
Oh,
DJ CSR, did you want to talk about that? They tried to kick the Harvard people out, yeah?
She did. She resigned yesterday.
Oh, they kicked her out. DJ CSR, give a quick background.
So,
rapid fire, mo-fi. Hey, while you do that, I'm going to make a drink.
Oh, gosh. Congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on campuses. So particularly on Capitol Hill, they had Harvard's president, MIT's president, and University of and UPenn's president.
Pennsylvania.
And so I was asking them specific questions about anti-Semitism on campus and what the school was doing to keep it from happening, what was in place. And so the response by at least all of these presidents was basically the question was posed if there's rhetoric on campus about long story short, it was basically to offset what Palestinian students were saying in terms of free Palestine. And they said, if they say free Palestine, does that mean that that's anti-Semitism? Or, you know, they were trying to equate that to they should have actions taken against these students because that's against Israel. So when the president's response was basically, we take care of such rhetoric, you know, and it depends on the situation. They didn't like it and basically was labeled as anti-Semitic, not doing anything to make sure their schools are safe for their Jewish and Israeli students. So after that backlash from all three schools, UPenn's president basically immediately resigned. MIT's president, basically her school, and these are all women, two white women and one black woman. And so particularly Harvard's president, the first black president of Harvard in history. And so MIT stands with their president, and she's still on, and they said that she's doing the right thing. Harvard was kind of a split decision, and she was fighting hard to stay on. And so basically they dug up all this and said that she plagiarized some educational things. And so that's basically what got her to had to resign. So.
Yeah, if you're the smartest people in the world, yeah, you've definitely cheated.
Yeah.
Take it from one of the smartest people in the world. Like, you got to learn how to get over people because, you know, some stuff ain't worth your time. It's a damn shame. Hey, y'all got anything left on Harvard Professor? Thank you, DJ C. Sorry for that miracle, miracle. Yeah, Jews
I will say this.
Jews
and Puffy is funny. I'll say this. I think they failed. Like, the presidents all failed. And not even the presidents failed. I think the people who were there to prepare the presidents failed, which is funny because from these schools, I expect them to have studied some congressional hearings and know what the plan is. Like, these people ain't up there for answers. They came up there and tried to give, like, real answers about academia and what's happening on campuses. That's not what these politicians are there for. They're there for the gotcha questions and for the sound bites. And none of the presidents were prepared for that.
Now, I don't think no one should have got fired or resigned. I actually thought that, from what I heard, that the Harvard people wanted her to stay, but, you know, they were like, you know, if you want to go, you can, but nah, we stick by you if you want to stick around. But I understand. She's like, yo, so what's up? They out for me. And they were. But the people who prepared her, like, I feel like I could have did a better job preparing her. Like, nah, don't go in there answering no questions, no straight answers. Because that's the same thing the politicians do. Don't give any straight answers. Because it's all about trying to catch you and trying to trip you up. Hey, what do you think about hate speech? Hey, I think the same thing your parents were thinking when they were at Stanford protesting the Vietnam War.
Right.
Like, you just got to keep deflecting. Keep deflecting. Like, college campuses have been, like, the ground for protests and everything since the 60s, 50s. Like, this ain't nothing new. It's just because it's Jewish people. Not, I mean, let me not get hateful, but because it's the Jewish people, you're like, oh, hold up. You can't say nothing bad about us. But people have been having discourse and back and forth. That's what you're supposed to do at college campuses. But, I mean, to go too far, you have discourse with the wrong people, your president ends up in Congress. The president just got to be smarter, got to be able to bob and weave and know how to pivot and dodge these questions.
Yeah, I agree with Blur. I think that I was disappointed that she actually came in. Or all of them really to design the ones that they do design design because you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, there is something called freedom of speech, just to your point about the Vietnam War, there's a lot of protests back in the day. I feel like people have stood on there. I feel like the people failed it, just like you said, kind of blur, like, you know, she should have known that as soon as the Republicans came into the House they were gonna call it up. If the Democrats didn't come, they did not have. So, you know that they don't care what she would have said. She could agree with everything they said. They still would have said what they said. Delivered their speeches, got their one-liners in for their just talking points, right? Sound bites for their whatever, right? So, yeah, I especially as a black woman, like, that made history, like, I really don't, like, she could have stood on a whole lot, especially with the backing of the board. She had the backing of the board. The board did not call her to resign. The board did not call her to be fired. They didn't, because they would have fired her already before the congressional hearing, if that was the case. So the fact that you had your whole board and you had your body, right, whether it be divided or not, they're going to be divided regardless, right, just because of whatever issues is always the side, you know, both sides of any issue, right? And so I'm kind of very disappointed that she actually caved in. I know she was getting death threats. I know she was throwing that, but at the end of the day, man, you can get death threats for anything, right? She could have got death threats over my son didn't get elected and then, you know, affirmative action, you black, and you're a black woman, you didn't allow my son to get in. So I think that comes to the course as a university president, especially at one at Harvard. So I think she took the easy way out, to be honest with you, and I think that she set a kind of like a poor example for, you know, people of color in high positions being driven out by, you know what I mean, like the inferior, in this case, to me, it was inferior, you know, opinion of a few select white, you know what I mean, Jewish-leaning Congress people. And so it's like, I feel like that's just a bad precedent set that she did. Yeah, she could have stood up and, you know, for the next black, you know what I mean, female president and be able to lean on her and what she did in her crazy actions in this time period. And then I just felt like she just, it was like a missed opportunity all around.
Yeah. I mean, I wish, in times like this, man, I wish they'd had, like, it's like Key and Peele skit where they had somebody talk for them. Like, let me talk for you in that sense. Let me get up there. I don't need to be associated with Harvard. I don't need, like, let me just get up there. And it's just like, you know, like Blair said, what do you think of hate speech? Suck my dick. And, like, let me just look at him. Like, is Save Free Palestine anti-Semitic? No. Well, what about with this? You didn't ask me another question. Like, you know what I mean? Like let somebody
nothing's
going to
happen. Nothing's going to happen what? if you go up there and you say suck my dick. Well, don't say suck my dick because it's going to look bad on school. But If you go up there and you, I mean, and you don't participate, if you don't give them what they're looking for, nothing's going to happen to you. You ain't going to jail. You ain't going to lose your job for doing that.
I agree. I think people get scared of – it's crazy how cancel culture has got intelligent people scared to say stuff for fear of, like, being canceled. And, like, you're the Harvard president. Who the fuck cares what you think? And I mean that in the most respectful way, but nobody cares about the Harvard professor. Nobody cares about the Harvard president except for people who go to Harvard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like say how you feel and let the board either keep you in or keep you out. Like, be honest with yourself. Be happy with decisions. Don't be running from these people. But, you know, I can say that on my high horse because don't nobody care what I think. So,
well, they kept saying that they're not protecting their students. They're not protecting their students. And it's just like,
they're fucking Harvard. Go out there and see. Go out there and hang with Benzino. And then see if you can get your protection. Ain't nothing happening to you in Harvard.
Well, that's the benefit. They're,
you get some good Chinese food and a great education.
In terms of people protesting, I don't know. But that's what, you know, that's what they wanted.
I tell you, I work on a university. They had one of them free Palestine protests. There's about three of them out there. I wanted to ask if they were all right. I don't know if they were being anti-Semitic. They look sad. All right.
But my point is this, though, also, just to kind of also say that, like, there were two sides. There was Palestinians protesting. There was Jews protesting. So for you to say you weren't protecting one side, but does that mean you weren't protecting the other side either? Like, because this doesn't make sense. It's like, it's a sensitive topic, one that we should never be in anyway. And I just feel like, there's both, like, I was all the way in Greece, and there were people with Palestinian flags, like, flying it while we were doing the countdown and shit. They out here flying the Palestinian flags. Like, that shit, it goes way beyond the campus of Harvard. And so I just don't understand why you're talking about you're not protecting students or a group of people when, like, one, that's why I'm saying I'm disappointed, because as a black woman, how are you resigning over someone not protecting a class of people when your own people aren't even protected? Like, the hypocrisy of that. Like, yo, stand for something, for Christ's sake. You're all the way at Harvard. You have an opportunity to stand for something when you know you're the history of your own people, and then you're getting run out trying to basically stand on morals because you know your history for another group that don't have shit to do with you. Like, it makes zero sense, like, to me. That makes zero sense. Anyway,
you can tell MX are different because he's in Greece and a bunch of dudes with Palestinian flags were counting down and he stayed there and watched. I'd have ran.
Yo, they were having a great ass time. I mean, they were the livest group. They were out here dancing in the streets and shit with their flags and shit. It was crazy.
I'm sure it was. But once I realized they were going 10-9-8-7-6, I'd have got out of there just in case. Just case that 3-2-1. They go boom boom. All right. Jonathan Majors ready to be a 2B. I don't know if we got a chance to talk about that. He got found guilty of one. He got not guilty of two charges. He got guilty of one. And then Disney drops his ass. So.
Disney was right, hovered above the button, waiting for the verdict.
So they're going to cast Will Smith as the new Kang. And so, hey, so what do we think about Jonathan Majors? Like, you could give me your honest opinion about Jonathan Majors. But I just want to know what y'all think the reclamation project's going to be. Because you know it's going to be his reclamation project, like how he's going to get back into the good graces. You know it's going to be like a low-budget slave movie.
See, I don't even think that's the case, to be honest with you. And I think I might be in the minority on this. I don't think he's going to have a reclamation project.
I don't think he's going to have to, like, work his way back up. I really think we might be underestimating, like, the current state that we are here, maybe worldwide, but here in the U.S., the way this red pill, like, Andrew Tate, whatever the other dude, the black dude name is who died, like, the way these people talk, like, the way the grip they have on society right now, or at least a not-so-small part of society, I think the big part that's going to come out of this for Jonathan Majors is the video of him running away from a white woman who, from all accounts, from all other publicity and all of the media outlet, was unstable. And I think after the dust clears, and it may take a year max, I don't think he's going to have to work his way back up at all. Now, he's not going to be Kang, but that's cool. I bet you DC will give him a job. He'll probably end up in the next Jonathan Nolan movie. He'll probably be in the next Jonathan Nolan movie or whatever dude name is. Like, he'll be in another blockbuster movie. Nah, he ain't gonna be an Aquaman. He's gonna be in another blockbuster movie. Like, he's always done, I say always, his career was just getting started, but I'm not saying he won't do small projects, but I don't think he'll have to work his way back up doing 2B or small projects. I think he'll be right back where he was at. Maybe not exactly, you know, starring in the biggest blockbusters of the year, but he's going to be an action star. He's going to be in big movies. He's going to bounce right back. Because I think the big story or the big takeaway is going to be him running away, him calling the cops to help her, and the fact that in the end, he wasn't found guilty of the big stuff. He was found guilty of accidentally bending her finger back when he grabbed her. Like, that's what he was actually found guilty of. And the big story that the media, and that's going to stick with people, is the video of him running away, hitting them corners and them high knees. I don't think he's going to have to work that hard to bounce back.
It was a great run in a long coat, yo. It was a great run. It threw blocks.
Say, well, he was like, he was looking like the new Blade, right?
Yeah, it was a wild video. And even you got to be careful out in the LA streets. You turn the wrong corner in Hollywood, you're not in the best of neighborhoods. I remember me and DJ C. Sire was out there, and we was doing the whole looking at the stars and stuff. You looked up, and you're like, oh, this don't look safe. Yeah, you start seeing them bums. I was like, all right, we outnumbered, yo. Let's go ahead and turn around and head back to the hotel. So, all right, yeah, so you think a year before Jonathan Majors gets back, what you think D.B.C. fired after he beat up that white woman?
I'm wondering how, you know, what's going to be the penalty. What's you know, is this going to be jail time? Is this just going to be a fine? What's the, you know, what's going to be the, what is it called?
The sentence.
Yeah,
sentence.
Thank you.
Oh, he's not going to jail.
The penalty.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing for him if he was to get actually sentenced to any type of jail time for misdemeanors. Oh, he would be the biggest star for the red pill, for the high value man dealing with these ain't shit bimbos. Oh man, he would have the biggest GoFundMe from the conservative group, because now he's got a black conservative Christian woman by his side. Oh yeah, they would eat that up. And he's getting prosecuted by these liberal politicians in New York. Oh yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, they would
up. When did Megan Good become black conservative and Christian?
When she married a pastor.
She was married to a preacher.
I say this again. When did Megan Good become a black conservative Christian?
You don't know. She could be.
Nah, see, I'm a fan of Megan Good. Y'all know the streets.
Oh,
all right. So,
whatever.
I mean, look, she's a very loyal person. She stood by her husband like any great woman would do.
Well, who's her husband?
Yeah, the pastor dude. But she back out in them streets. Mm. All right, we'll see. So I think he got to do it's got to be a like a play. I think he got to go do Broadway. He got to do one of them, like, fence movies.
Fences?
Yeah, Fences. One of them fence movies. Like, do something.
One of them fence movies. Okay.
Do something like that, and then before he get a new look. All right, Rapidfire, Mofire. Damn, I just fucked up the scroll. Anybody else got anything left on Jonathan Majors hitting that high step on that white woman? Run away for his life?
He looked like a big... He looked like a big, what's the dude for the Kansas City Chiefs, Pacheco? He looked like the Kansas City Chiefs running back, Pacheco, in a peacoat. That's exactly what he looked like, man, the way he was hitting those knees.
I ain't mad at you. That peacoat was nice, too. That joint was fly, yeah. I don't know why do California people act like where they live at is cold? They need to get over that shit, yo. I'm tired of y'all wearing, we sitting here watching Snoop Dogg video. Like, why are you in a hockey jersey? Ain't no ice. Doc Navy wanted to talk about sexy red lyrics for Shane on tonight. So I guess we'll skip that because I don't know if we're going to do sexy red lyrics. I don't know what the deep dive is on that. Did any of y'all see Aquaman?
Man, the sexy red joint was when they had all them little babies out here singing her damn song and shit. Some horrible trash.
That Baltimore? That sounds
yeah,
like
Baltimore. Man. You see the little TikTok, yeah, where all them little, like, they look like toddlers. Yeah, they're like 3 or 4 year olds out here singing Hands on Your Knees, you know what I mean, singing all the damn songs and shit while their parents out here recording shit.
I mean, that's Baltimore for you.
Listen, I wouldn't put a pat. I don't know where it was from, but that shit was crazy as hell, though.
It looked like St. Louis to me. I ain't going for it. It looked like St. Louis. But you said it right. The parents were right there. Like, I know they were singing sexy red lyrics, so it was easy to just put her name in it. But, yo, if it wasn't her, this is parenting. This is all on their parents, man.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely horrible parenting.
Now, okay. Okay, let's have, how much time we got left? We got 30 minutes. Let's have a bigger discussion. Okay, I'm giving y'all the benefit of the doubt that I know the sexy red lyrics are explicit and wrong for children to sing, right? But what's the difference between that and maybe a six-year-old singing Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You in a talent show?
Because right. There's no video of it, yeah. So that's just a hypothesis. You hypothetically, you know, this actually happened. We have video of this shit.
No.
You know, like, show me the video of the 6-year-old singing "I'll Make Love to You," and then
there's videos of it.
But
I guess
chicks,
I see it
but these chicks, so. but if you saw the video, you got these little 3-year-olds actually out here twerking and shit. Yeah, you know I mean, like that's "I'll Make Love to You" is a slow song. He ain't out here making love on stage, yo. These little 3-year-old girls are twerking with hands on your knees, yo. Like, you can't, please don't.
Now, shake your
like
ass for Drake. Now, shake your ass for me. Now, I ain't going to say either one of them are right, but as far as levels, which there's always going to be levels to stuff, singing a love song, you know, Make Love to You isn't really about love, or it could be, is a lot different than saying shake your ass for Drake. From a 3-year-old little girl, and I think 3 might be a little generous, but yeah.
While they're twerking
again, I'm ignorant to the video that y'all speak of because I haven't seen it. But when you're making love, you want her to shake her ass, though. I don't see the difference.
My thing is, I mean, I understand, I agree, and I'm just really playing more of a devil's advocate. But when you talk about 3, I know you're not, well, but I am, because I understand where you're coming from. But when you talk about 3-year-olds or kids twerking or dancing or doing suggestive dance moves, it's like, take it out of the United States and sexy red and put it in Africa.
They shake their ass all the time.
Put it in the Caribbean.
Them little naked motherfuckers always be shaking their ass.
I mean, and it's the same movement.
But
they're sparking.
Hold on, let her finish it.
I'm sure then I'm going to let you jump right back at it. Y'all can fight each other.
I don't know the words.
Hold on, finish your thought on the Africa and Caribbean.
So is it just that, like, I'm just saying, you see kids dancing just as suggestively the same type of way. So is it just our perception of it?
Americanized?
Yeah. And to, you know, sexualizing it and making it, I know the song is sexy. I know. And I, like I said, I understand your point, but it's kind of like we see this in different cultures, and it's fine in culture, but then when we see black people do it, it's always nasty and degenerate.
Go ahead, I'm extra fire back.
I'm not. So here's the thing. In Africa, it's a cultural thing. They're not out here talking about shake your ass for me and put your hands on your knees. That's the first thing. The second thing about the dude that's expressing his feelings and love, saying I'll make love to you at a talent show, even if that was the thing, right? It's one thing to sing it, right? Not necessarily fully understand the lyrics, but just singing it, like just as a ballad, or him actually saying I'll make love to you while he's out here performing on stage. If he was performing his acts on stage while he's singing a song, out here grinding himself on a stage like people be doing like in Jamaica or whatever, I would absolutely have the same feeling about it, right? That's parenting, right? Don't be out here making love on stage while you're singing Boys to Men. But these are three-year-old girls, right? And the culture that I can't even believe I'm out here like the only one defending Sexy Red. Like, first of all, her songs are trash. And second of all, like, the culture of they're emulating the video, like, that goes all to parents. Why is a three-year-old watching the video to know what the hell to do, right? And as a parent, why are you even letting your three-year-old even have a mic with the karaoke machine emulating a video? Like, that's bad parenting, period. Like, I don't know. Like, it could be anything. So from a culture standpoint, that's trash culture from my point. Like, you know what I mean? There's so many other things that you can have your three-year-old and four-year-old doing. So I can't condone our culture when it's appropriate and then people putting this shit on TikTok for likes. And then as a parent, don't get fucking charged for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, you exploiting your children. And then you'd be the same one when somebody snatched your children up because they're doing sexual suggestive stuff and then want to be crying on the news and shit. Like, yo, like, we need to protect our daughters, not having them being exposed to fucking Sexy Red on a fucking karaoke machine. Like, that's just crazy to me. As a girl dad.
I wouldn't go as far as charge. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I didn't say charge. I'm just saying it's sexually exploitive. Like, that's just, I just like, it's got a sensitive side to me. I'm not going to ever think that's cool.
I don't think you realize it, but you said it hurt, but I get charged for it. So I don't think you meant to say it. But that's why I got shocked. I said, damn, you want to go to jail? Go ahead, Blur.
No, I said, no. What I said was, I was like, but if one of them got snatched up for doing sexually explicit things by some rapist or some dude, then you want them to be charged for it. But you're the main one putting them on blasts and videos doing these same sexually suggestive things. You're teaching them to do something, and then when they grow up doing it, you'll be the same one that then charged the dude who actually now want to be out here exploiting your children, and you want them to be charged for it. That's what I said.
All right, so that I'm going to say everybody should be responsible for their own actions. If someone was to snatch up anybody because they were dancing suggestively or acting hoish, that's on them. I'm not going to put the onus or the responsibility on the person. Now, again, everybody should be aware of what they're doing. That said, you should be able to do whatever you want to do and not be touched or snatched up or groped or grabbed, whether I agree with it or not. That you shouldn't. No one should touch you just because, you know, you dancing suggestively. That said, when it comes to people dancing similarly in other cultures, there is a small difference. Cause, and I don't know the exact dance. There's similar dances. Like, you may have seen one. I can't think of the name right now. With, like, a lot of hips and a lot of knees. You don't see children 3-4 years old doing it. You usually see a little bit older. And it's still not as sexually suggestive. The only one I see in Africa or Jamaica or anytime I see them dancing and it's, like, really explicit or sexually suggestive, it's the older women. It's the older chicks. I don't see the school-age girls, and at least not in my algorithm, dancing
suggestively like that. Now, I'll see all the time school-age kids in Africa and Jamaica, and, like, they'll be dancing and all this other stuff, but it don't ever be like that. And I remember my pops one time was talking about, we were watching a documentary about crumping, and whenever the chicks crump, all you see is titties bouncing. And then they showed that crumping started in Africa, but even over there, when they showed the people doing the similar dance to crumping, it was older chicks. The younger chicks weren't doing it. And now you got naked titties just bouncing all over the place, but there was older, you know, faggier titties. So those things got the flopping. The young girls really wasn't doing it. And I think if they're not doing it in Africa where you're getting pregnant at 13 and 12 and 14, clearly there's something about, you know, there's got to be a certain age before you start moving your body a certain way publicly.
Yeah. Wheezy, New York, New York. Y'all got anything?
Nah, not on this one.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I didn't see the video. Y'all got to share the video in the chat, and I'll check it out. I mean, I'm not.
I
want to
see no video based on what y'all were talking about. Oh, kids twerking and
right.
Yeah, keep that.
Yeah, I don't support anything sexy red, but I mean, shout out to her for doing the thing. I've always said there's a lot of dumb people out there. And dumb people, you don't have to have a college degree to have a child. So, you know, dumb people are going to have kids. There's bad doctors, there's going to be bad parents. You just got to pray for them and just hope your kid doesn't fall in love with one of the dumb ones. That's what I tell my son all the time. Don't fall in love with no stupid girl. Like, if a girl looks really, really good and, you know, you think, oh, look at that head, look at that body. But when you go into the school, she go to the steps that go downstairs, and you go upstairs, then let her go. Let her go. Find a girl to go to class upstairs. Don't find a girl to go to class downstairs. We're trying to move forward in evolution. All right. Y'all got anything left on sexy red and three-year-olds? That's odd.
Let me just say this. I know you said sexy red, and I got to say again, it's not sexy red. She ain't say, oh, this song is for three-year-olds and this the song. She ain't out there doing this for Barney. I mean, she's a grown woman making music for, you know, of-age people. She ain't telling nobody to go out there and have your kids, your three- or four-year-olds perform this. So I don't want to put this on her. I think she fly.
Hey, I support Sexy Red. I think she fine. For me, I think she fine. I ain't want to put it on Sexy Red, too. I ain't even want to touch on this topic. I think Sexy Red fine. I love her music. Like, every time she screams, it's sexy. I say it, too, with her. She, like, y'all, me, I fuck with the song. But I do think it's not appropriate for the little kids to listen to. And if your kids is listening to it and then they know the words to the whole song, they got to be bad parenting. But at the end of the day, I don't even think it's just bad parenting. It's just kind of like I said earlier, music is so readily accessible to all ages at this point. It's kind of hard to stop them, even if you do parenting right.
Yeah.
Like back
what
we get?
Look, I'm not putting nothing on Sexy Red. I didn't say that. I said the parents. Sexy Red can make all the comedy that she wants. But that's the three. And again, the music is readily available for people that have phones, and you make it available. There are three. They were like toddlers. Some of them was in motherfucking diapers. So if you're telling me that you can't control the music that somebody in diapers is wearing, then that's bullshit to me. That's a bullshit-ass excuse, to be honest with you. Like, I could see if you were talking about somebody that was six, like Beach Boy was talking about, high school, middle school, okay, cool, yeah, right? They got phones, they got access to the internet, but these are fucking toddlers. Like, that's like, where are we going to draw the line? Like, we got to draw the line some goddamn where, right? It's a blur. I get you. It's not on the pedophile right? It's not, yeah, because, right, you're going to blame them. But at the same time, if we're teaching our young girls that this is appropriate and you're going to record them and put that shit on the internet, right, then you're just attracting them same dudes to your kids, period. Like, it ain't, they don't have to touch them. You're not telling them to touch them, but you're still advertising your little girl on TikTok, Like, that's some bullshit as a parent. Like, why are you putting your little girl twerking on TikTok and then, you know what I mean, and then expect somebody else to be looking at that shit or exploiting it? Especially January is human trafficking month. Like, look up the stats on human trafficking. Like, come on, man. Like, this is whatever. I'm done.
Nah, you can't even go nowhere in a hotel in New York without them having that little joint. They having that little paper on the wall that say, like, yo, we need to reduce human trafficking. I get what you said. Shit is crazy. But yeah, definitely, nah, your toddler shouldn't be listening to that type of music yet.
We blame the sexy ref for human trafficking?
Nah, hell no. Nah. Who, me?
That's a bad.
Nah.
Nah, that's a bad joke. That's on me. My bad. I fucked that up. That's me. That's on me. All right. We moving on. All right. Yeah, New York got something to say. And then. Oh, yeah. So, I got looked at funny on Christmas. So, me and DJ C-Sire got one kid, right? We have friends and family. I know they listen. You know I love y'all. They got multiple kids. Take people like M Extra. I can bring him into it because he know how much I love him. He know this ain't nothing personal. And this didn't even happen this Christmas, so he know he ain't lying. So M Extra got 5 kids that he take care of, right? So he says, yo, you and DJ C-Sire got one kid. I love him. That's my nephew. Here go a pair of J's. Here go a pair of $200 J's for nephew. Merry Christmas. And I say, damn, you know what I mean? That's good luck. You done hook my son up. You know what I mean? Let me repay the favor and hook your kids up. But you got 5 kids. I can't buy them 200 pair of J's each. What's wrong with me just giving them $20 a piece? Well, I guess that makes $100. $40 a piece. Like, why I got to look like the chief uncle? To scale it down, because I'm actually didn't buy my son. Somebody got our son like a $40 gift, and they got 4 kids, so I give them $10 a pop. Why do I got to look like the chief uncle? I feel like at the holidays, no one should be going broke. You spend $40 on my kid, I'm going to spend $40 on your kids. Am I wrong for thinking like that? We can make this real quick and move on. Anybody?
I say, nope, you're not wrong for thinking like that. And I also say that we need to stop buying these damn kids all these damn gifts, man. They like, inflation is real, man. Like, we got to save up for something. Like college, I don't know. But all these little birthday gifts and stuff, you know, trips to the mall. Once your kid hits high school, man, it's like they just eat money. It's crazy. So I don't know. I just think we need to save all that money and give it to them, you know, when they're 16 so they can buy a used car or something, buy that Monte Carlo. That's all I got to say about it.
Everybody got anything else? We can make this real quick.
Yeah, if you think about it, yo, we just coming off of Thanksgiving. You know how much that food costs for Thanksgiving? And you have family over and everybody eating, they getting second plates and everything like that? Nah, tearing up the house. Got mad tracks of shoes you got to clean up. Nah, it's too much money you're going in. And it's a month after? Nah, it's too much money going into that.
My mom be pissing me off with that, too. She be like, yeah, for Thanksgiving, you get the turkey, you get the lamb, I get the macaroni and cheese and cabbage. And I be looking like, so a lamb costs this, a turkey costs this, and all you buying is macaroni, cheese, and some fucking lettuce. But, you know, I love my mother, so I don't complain. But I feel you, New York. You just triggered me for a second. Shout out to my mama. I love you. Anybody got anything left? All right, cool. Next topic. Why does your body get a tingling sensation when you see somebody hit the ground? Does that happen to anybody else with me?
No, I agreed.
I know you agreed. We have these conversations off mic. Now we're talking on mic. So it happens to be DJ T-Sire too. Does it happen to y'all when y'all be watching these videos and you see people, like, run into a tree? Blur just sent me a video of this kid riding a bike. I think it was Blur who sent it to me. It might have been Fat Dude. Riding a bike, hit a curb. He hit the tree, and the tree collapsed. My whole body tingled. Does that happen to y'all? And does anybody have a scientific explanation of why? Why Eric Benet look homeless?
It happened to me.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Nah,
that happened to you, M Extra?
I don't know. I guess I got to watch the video and then see. I don't know. I don't remember. I can't recall.
It happens to you, New York, New York?
Yes, 100%. So I don't know if y'all ever watched that TV show that ever came on MTV called Scarred, was about the skate accidents, the little skate park accidents, where somebody just, like, run into a rail, they break their ankle, like, it fall, and then they got, like, bloody busted in and their bones be sticking out. I'd be like, I can't recover for 15 minutes. I'd be feeling like that's my bone that they break it. Like, nah, I can't watch that type of shit no more, bro.
Like, anytime, like, I see somebody, like, in one of them skate videos and then go down the pole and then they slide on the ground, like, my whole body starts tingling. It's crazy. Speaking of black Jews, D'Angelo just came on.
Oh.
Just came on. And it's so funny. I laugh every time. The How Does It Feel video when he naked just singing to the camera. It's so funny. I have a best friend who, another friend, filmed him doing this video for a girl. Like, he remade the D'Angelo video. And I remember we were watching VHSs because, you know, we tape, like, step shows and all this stuff. And then it cut, and he was sitting there with no shirt on, singing to the camera, and he's, oh, shut it off. And we, like, yo, what was that? Like, and he was like, nah, I made that for Shorty. And we were like, okay, like, I guess that's your thing. And then somebody said, well, who filmed it? And it was one of our other homeboys. We just busted out laughing, like, hold on. You can't have no dude filming you doing D'Angelo, How Does It Feel? But in reality, D'Angelo probably had a dude filming him, How Does It Feel?
Yeah, women don't know how to work machinery and cameras. They don't know technology.
Yeah, somebody's on the ledge with me. I love it. Shout out to Weezy. All right, so Simone Biles said that her husband is the catch.
That's where you're going to start.
No, her husband said he's the cat and not Simone Biles.
So
right?
I said Simone Biles said that he's the cat. That's exactly what I said, Weezy.
No,
that's not what he said.
Her husband
said it.
Go ahead.
He said it too.
What? Are we going to argue about
that? He said it. Well, no, that's a big difference. With someone else,
DJ C. Siren,
tell him you thinking your own player.
Hmm? All right, one at a time. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, now I was saying that's a big difference in the two things. You singing your own praise versus someone else singing your praise for you. That's a big difference.
Hold on. I don't understand the difference in what I said. Now we're getting the semantics. This is
all right. Oh,
OCD.
Beach Bum, let me get on it because I got this topic here. Because my daughter's a gymnast and all that. But Simone Biles, everybody knows, she's, you know, Olympic athlete, USA gymnastics, gold medal, all that. She's dating, you know, some defensive back for some NFL team who nobody knows his name. But it came out that, oh, he's dating Simone Biles because, you know, everybody worried about, you know, who's your girlfriend now in the NFL for some stupid reason. So they're like, oh, you dating Simone Biles. And he said that he didn't even know, like, when he met her, he didn't realize, like, she was the gymnastics person or whatever. He was like, oh, I thought I was the catch. I didn't even think she was who she was. I just, you know, thought she was just another chick. He didn't say it like that, but it was him saying that, not Simone Biles saying anything, and Simone Biles just came in and tried to smooth over what he said, but, you know, he's a cocky NFL player and an idiot if you don't know who Simone Biles is, and even dumber if he gonna mess around and be able to date this woman and then claim he didn't even know who she was. Like, that's just, I feel like that's just disrespectful at that point. That, like, to a USA, you know, to a person with a gold medal, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, I think he's lying about that, but because when it came out, one of the things that came out was because she used to go to his games. So I think he was a receiver. I think he was a receiver, not a DB, but whatever. Like, everybody's around her. Everybody was around her and making it like almost like the Taylor Swift thing, right? Like, it's like she's going to his NFL games, but, like, she getting interviewed after the game and shit. So they don't want to talk to him. They just want to talk to her. Like, because she's the bigger star. And so I think that was a little bit of that, too. Like, he got tired of that. Like, yo, like, y'all just not going to just keep on coming to my games to talk to my girl as if, like, I just didn't play in that shit. You know what I mean? So I think that it was a little bit of both of that, kind of like, you know, put some respect on my name. Like, I'm in the league, too. Like, I know my girl's just an Olympic gymnastics person, but don't act like I'm just some bum and shit, even though you don't really get burned like that. But, you know what I mean? It's not no comparison, but, you know what I mean? I think it was just a little bit of that kind of, like, from him trying to put some respect on his name.
Yeah, and it's like he's from St. Louis, a St. Louis dude acting up, making them look bad. But I feel like you should be able to big yourself up, or not even big yourself up. You should be able to, like, put some respect on your name without downing your wife. Like, we talked about it on here. I don't know if you were on here that day, Max. We talked about it on here about people calling him Mr. Simone Biles or something like that, or coming to his game and asking him about her or talking to her, her getting more attention at the game. We talked about that on here. And now you're on a podcast that, let's be real, you're only on the podcast because of her. They're not interviewing you. There's, what, 64 safeties in the NFL? You would have been the 63rd one interviewed before? Come on. To sit up there and, like, downplay her, like, and it's cool if you think you're the catch. That's fine. That's whatever works for y'all. But you're going to get up there, and I think he's lying, to say you didn't know who she was. You had never heard of her. Like, come on, son. Like, stop it. Oh, yeah, she drove 45 minutes to see me. I really wasn't checking for her. She was checking for me. You don't got to do that. You don't have to belittle your girl to big yourself up. Like, it's not necessary. And Simone Biles being the person that she is, like, she's going to big you up. She has said, I'm Mrs. such and such. That's just how she is. So you ain't even got to do that. She'll do that for you. She'll take her spotlight and put it on you. Like, you ain't got to dim her light to try to get some shine. And that's what it looks like. And I think that's why he's getting so much backlash, because corny stuff like that just stands out. They're like, whoa, man. You could be the catch. You could say you're the catch. Like, you're not the first NFL player that she's dated. The dude before you was an NFL player. But you ain't got to say you ain't know who she was, and she down, and she's driving 45 minutes. You wasn't checking for her. You wasn't going to go take the 45-minute drive to see her, so she was going to have to come see you. Like, come on. Come on. You ain't got to down your girl.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But all that, I was just reading up on it, and they married now. They got married a couple years ago or something. And I was also looking, yeah, he's a DB. He's an undrafted free agent, picked up by Arizona, traded to Green Bay. So now he's over at Green Bay playing DB.
Yeah, DB.
Either way, they're not equally yoked for him to be able to be out here talking about that he the catch, bro. Like, stop it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she gonna show you how equally yoked when you come to Olympic time, where ain't nobody gonna give a shit about who the hell you are when you at Olympic Stadium and shit. Cause ain't nobody gonna be out here interviewing you cause you Simone Biles' husband and shit, like they do her at the games. He gonna learn real quick how much an insignificant person he is across the world when he go to them Olympic games.
This goes back to what you were saying, Gunn, about, like, yo, if you see a girl, she fine. If she go down to the small classes, like, that's fine. Like, yo, you can be the most decorated Olympian, female Olympian of all time. That's cool. And your husband can still be the catch. It's just the respect. The respect of how you're going to talk about your wife. Like, come on, man. You only on the podcast getting interviewed right now because you married to her.
I mean, he could have been just joking. Like, if people took everything I said seriously about DJ C-Sign, you would think that we weren't madly in love with each other. Right, DJ C-Sign? But I just want to quick point out, because we only got about 3 minutes. I started the topic off saying that Simone Biles' husband said that he was the catch. I don't understand why y'all fought me on that. Y'all just said exactly what I said. So, good conversation.
I don't think that's what you said. I think you might have said, you didn't say it the first time, or at least none of us heard you say it that way. You said Simone Biles says her husband is the catch.
No, I didn't say that at all. You just don't know how to listen. You still stuck in the train. DJ C-Sign, what did I say? You said it right next to me.
Simone Biles' husband said that he was a catch.
Thank you. See, and she wouldn't lie to me. She don't even like me. So, we're going.
I know. That's what I tell the people, the lies. It's like our Facebook story when we take pictures, like we like each other. All right, so on to the next topic because we only got 3 minutes. I'm still trying to burn through topics. Me and DJ C-Sire had an argument. If you're going to call a girl hoe, how do you spell it? DJ C-Sire. No, no, you don't say nothing yet. You don't say nothing yet. Shut up. Shut up. M-Extra. If you can, shut up. Shut up. M-Extra. If you're going to call a girl hoe, how do you spell
it? H-O-E. Put that E on
it. New York, New York, how would you spell it?
What, if I'm calling somebody that?
Yes, if you're calling somebody.
H-O.
Doesn't have to be a woman.
H-O.
It doesn't have to be a woman. Huh?
Nah, yeah, H-O. H-O. 100%
H-O. H-O, okay. Blur, how would you spell it?
H-O-E, man. Like, even the young people, when they putting it in text and stuff, they put 304 because that looks like hoe backwards. Like, H-O-E, that's how you call somebody a hoe.
304. Oh man, beeper light.
Yo, you just blew my mind, bro. Is that what that shit means?
Yeah, when you see 304, that's a hoe. They selling out.
Yeah,
hoes,
I see it all the time.
In a way where
I just scroll to the next one because I don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Did kids be calling you a hoe?
Nah, I'm saying when you be on like YouTube and shit. My kids.
How would you spell it?
I would go H O. Just because I feel like, isn't H-O-E the actual garden tool? I don't know. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, wow. We have an even split. DJ C-Sire, what was our argument? Tell about the argument real quick before we get out of here.
So you
I want to get a shirt.
A shirt that says...
My next deal, Don't Be Dumb shirt is going to be...
Ho.
Don't be dumb. Ho.
Ho.
Ho. It's going to be my next Christmas shirt.
And I said that was. I think that's a little too close to really be it. Like it's just a little vulgar, I would think, for what we're trying to do. I think it's a little too. And he's like, "Well, it wasn't that ho. It's H-O. Ho ho ho, like Santa Claus." I said, "No. Ho 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 is the ho you call someone." And Bishwan Gun said, "No, that's H-O-E." I said, "No, that's the garden tool." H-O-E is the garden tool.
So when Santa Claus says ho, 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 how does it spell?
H-O-H-O-H-O. Still ho.
You got them ho.
Right. You can take whatever you want. So really, I've done my research. And it is a actual argument on which one to use for ho. Ho is taken from whore.
Whore.
W-H-O-R-E. Which makes more sense to use, like, if you say mo, that's from more, right? And it's M-O, because if you did M-O-E, that's someone's name. So M-O, mo, money, that's a shortened word, M-O-R-E. So ho is shortened from whore, W-H-O-R-E. Makes sense. But it's split about 50-50. If we look at Ludacris, he has a song called Ho.
You the
ho.
Ho.
And it is spelled H-O. We have DJ Quick. That's West Coast.
They always
Coast.
Call people hoes.
And it is the ho in you, H-O. But I will say there are many, many other H-O-E rap songs with ho, and they are H-O-E. It's a 50-50 split.
Okay.
But I do still like to push H-O-E as the garden tool.
So, what's the vote? I want to make a Christmas shirt that says, don't be dumb, ho, ho, ho. But the only way that you'll get it is, you know how they have ho, ho, ho in exclamation points? The first ho is going to be followed by three dots, three periods. What do you call them?
Ellipses.
And then the second two hoes are going to have exclamation points. What y'all think? I think it's a great shirt.
I buy it.
All right. I got one sale, so we're going to do it. I'll come up with the design, and I'll send it out to you. Great show, man. We got to get out of here. We got through about half of it. I do want to talk to y'all about tipping at restaurants. We went to a Jamaican restaurant, and there's a sign at the front door that says 18% gratuity is going to be added to all tips, no matter the size of parties. And I thought, well, then I'm not adding a tip. But when you counted the extra, but I was like, I always tip at least 20%. And then, like, we spent, like, $300 on the bill, and then, like, to add, and they added 18%. And then when you add the other 2% to make it 20, I had to write, like, $3 on, like, a $300 tip. And I felt so shameless. And I feel like that's a way to guilt trip you. But we're going to talk about that next week. We got about halfway through the topics. I'm glad the show finally worked tonight. I can't wait to talk to you all next week. Great energy. M-Extra, I'm glad you didn't get abducted. I was worried about you earlier with your background noise. I thought you were getting ready to get abducted to space. Glad things cleared up. Weezy, glad to have you. Good energy. Blur, New York, New York, always. Thank you, DJ C. Siren. Thank you. Shout out to A-Point who had to hop off. DJ C. Siren, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
We have to talk about they have the voted the best hip-hop beat of all time. We'll have to discuss what it is and if we agree.
All right, we'll put it in the chat, put the topic up, and we can prepare for it next week. Weezy, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, Happy New Year, and hope to see the show continue and good health and wealth this year. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but yeah, good show.
Actually, you got anything?
Hey, to DJ C. Siren, you already know what that is. You know what I mean? That's my favorite group, dog named after him. And I definitely don't leave extra tip when you force me to tip, because I am a good tipper, and if you force me to do it, then I'm going to go with what you forced me to do. I'm out.
I'm mad that you and my wife got some kind of secret language going on here. I don't know what y'all talk about right now. What? You know.
Dog name.
I love you.
You already know. You already know what the best beat is, bro.
His dog
you know
name.
By
All right, we got to get out of here. Blur, you got anything?
I'll give a shout out to the hoes in different area codes and all the area codes. If you ain't married, then you should get you a hoe in as many area codes as possible. It's a good life to have. I've been there. I've done that. Can't wait to go back. But everybody go watch the Cat Williams. I don't even want to call it an interview with Shannon Sharp. If y'all ain't seen it yet, it's about 3+ hours long. But it's got to be the most entertaining thing you will see probably in the month of January. So go check that out, man. I can't wait to talk about it.
Don't get Jonathan Majors hoe. New York, New York, the floor is yours.
Look, all I got to say is I'm glad to be back. Look, I've been wanting to talk shit for I don't know how long. It's been like 3 weeks to a month. You know what I mean? Other than that, yo, it's cold outside. Make sure y'all check on your cars because this is the time that, you know what I mean, the car will let you know. I almost got trapped out of New York. I had a flat tire. Had to go to the motherfucking AutoZone. You know what I mean? Get one of those tire inflators and thank God it worked. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe. Stay blessed. I'm looking forward to a next show.
Can't wait until next week.
What's the good stuff?
I'm in the back, chain, my outfit.